Alec, how you doing? Long time no speak.
Yes, indeed. I think I'm ready for a new season starting. There's been so much talk about teams and who's going where and who's going to be playing for who. So I suppose come the next couple of weeks, we'll see exactly who is playing for who, and looking forward to it. Some very competitive games now, I have to say, in the Northwest this year because of the way things have panned out.
Yep. And the way they have panned out, obviously an Ulster Championship too, is a huge focus for the Northwest. Letterkenny, City of Derry, and Limavady all involved in Championship 2. Alec, we might just start maybe with the Letterkenny club because it's closest to us here in the studio, in the town. It's a bit of all change there. There's a host of ex-City of Derry and players, or City of Derry players and coaches, who have made the trip across into Letterkenny, and obviously it's been headed up there by Richard McArthur. How big an influence now are these former Derry players going to be in a Letterkenny environment?
Adam Bratton has taken over as head coach, and that one Richard McArthur has gone as the backs coach, and of course annoyed a few people at City of Derry, but Richard's quite entitled. He gave them a lot of time to go and do what he could. Neil Burns, who played for City of Derry way back 10 years ago, he's actually going to be playing, but also like a player coach mentor on the pitch. He'll be playing in the number 10 jersey and will be very, very useful for them, certainly. They've strengthened, I think, with a few other players as well. None that I can know of, because Kieran was telling me, it's more or less young boys coming through. Jamie Miller, I beg your pardon, Jamie Miller, who was scrum half for Derry last year, he has decided to go to Letterkenny. To be fair, to be playing behind the Derry pack last year for 18 league games wouldn't have been something that you'd have dreamt about at the beginning of the season. So Jamie will certainly be a very, very useful player for Letterkenny. And they start off away to Monaghan on Saturday, which nobody goes to Monaghan with any great confidence, but it's going to be a good start for them. Apparently, the Letterkenny backs have been very enthusiastic. Richard McArthur, of course, has a wealth of knowledge in that, and I'm sure he'll look forward to really being able to get his teeth into the backs, and hopefully the forwards can supply the ball, which the backs then can run on the points. But it'll be interesting to see what happens. But as I say, it's a bit of all change. Adam Bratton, of course, moving up to head coach. He's had 2 or 3 years under young wee Fergie, and I think he'll have learnt a lot from that. But I think from what I was talking to Richard McArthur on Saturday, and they're very enthusiastic. They've had a very good pre-season. They were away for a weekend's training, and I think a good bonding as well. And hopefully this year they'll just keep moving up that table.
And as we said at the start there, it is, of course, a highly competitive Ulster Championship 2. City of Derry, relegated, of course, from Championship 1. It's not so long ago that they were a senior club, Alec, but they've been on the sort of slide since, so they have. So this is sort of a pivotal year for them if they are to try and get back on track.
It's going to be very much a pivotal year, Oisin. I mean, last year, to be honest with you, the record was, I mean, I'm not even going to give the statistics because everybody knows they only won one game, but because they pulled out of a game, they actually ended up with no points. And some of the games were called up early because of the score. And it really was a very depressing time for the club. But having said that, I still would give a lot of admiration to those young boys that played last year. A lot of them really playing above their level. But, week after week, to turn up and know what's in front of you, but they still did it, and I think the club should appreciate them what they've done. Hopefully this year the experience that they gained last year, believe it or not, maybe helpful towards them. Neil Beddoe comes back as coach again. Neil was a very good winger with City Derry way back at when they won the league and a cup, and he I was talking to him last Saturday, and he's very enthusiastic. There's a few players have come along. Tom Burns, he would be a brother of Neil Burns that I mentioned. He's their forwards coach. He was useful as a player before an injury cut short his career. Mark Scott, who has come up from Inishowen, and also there's young Alec McDonald, not me, but the wee guy I talked about. He was away in Australia for a year, and he was really, really the person I felt they must be because a very good goalkeeper. I'm led to believe he's back for, somebody said 3 months, or he could be back for the season. Now, he is going to really make a big difference if the forwards can get the quality ball, which he needs, because no number 10 can play if he doesn't have the ball. If he gets ball and gets it quickly, he is a very, very attractive player and may bring out the best of some pretty decent Derry backs. But as I said last year, Derry had a very good back line at times, but when you don't get the ball from the forwards, and that is my big worry, they don't seem to have strengthened all that much in the forwards, especially Stephen Corr, who was playing into his 40th year and one of the stalwarts. He injured an ACL, so his career is finished, and that is a major blow to City Derry. But however, I suppose there's no better way to start with one of the best teams in that Championship 2, Ards. I saw Ards up at Letterkenny last year, and Ards finished, I think, third. And they were very, very close, but with the way the relegation went, it wouldn't have mattered. But they will certainly pose a problem, a big physical pack and a very, very strong running back line. So, you know, after 5 o'clock on Saturday, we'll see what actually Derry City or City of Derry have to offer. But I would say that they're going to have to play very, very well against this Ards team.
And also involved in there in Ulster Championship 2, Alec, is Limavady. What can they get out of the season ahead? They're taking on Grosvenor in their opener at home at the weekend.
Yeah, well, that's a nice one for them to have Grosvenor in the opening game. Grosvenor just about stayed up last year due to a couple of results against City of Derry, beating them both times, and because it was really between the two of them who would get there. They finished fourth last year, you know, and that was pretty decent for them. And they're certainly the new coach in this year, Peter Wilson, who is a very, very accomplished coach. He's had a lot of experience at school level and all, and so he will certainly do it. Kenny Donaghy, who played for City of Derry, and again, he'll be helping out. Kenny will be very useful as far as the back row goes, because he was a pretty abrasive wing forward in his day. Sam Mackey, a number 8, has come back from New Zealand. Again, he's going to help him. And there's a guy, Ben Riley, who unfortunately was injured last season, and he's due back in a couple of weeks' time. Ballymena wanted to get this guy, but apparently he's going to stay at Limavady. So Limavady have a good, strong pack. And I was down there watching them playing Stabann in a friendly Saturday week ago. And I tell you, the game on the 6th of September, whenever City of Derry come down to the Roe Valley, I would say there'll be a big crowd. And I would think that the noise level will be very interesting. And a lot of the Derry players might come across something they haven't experienced before. So that means, I mean, as I say, Limavady are home to Grosvenor, and they're also then the following week, they have City of Derry down there for their second home game. And that for me is quite a tight opener. We talked about Derry, but Ards at home and Limavady away in your first two games, Limavady will be very, very happy with that.
Yeah. Moving on to Championship 1, Omagh, of course, relegated last year, dropping down from senior rugby out of the AIL, and they're back in Ulster competition against Lurgan. How difficult is it, as City of Derry have experienced, to get back out of the provincial setup and into to the AAL and become a senior club again? Omagh are now facing that, Alec.
They are, and as I say, I chatted to one of the Omagh boys, and I don't think that they have lost any too many players from those that would have played in the AAL. Some people might have decided they'd had enough. But Omagh, the one thing that I think will stand in Omagh's favour, dropping down into Championship 1, is that they had a very good second 15 last year, and also their third 15. Won quite a few competitions, the third 15, and also their seconds. So they have that nucleus of players, you know, who have experienced second 15 rugby. It's not Championship 1, but they've had that experience, and that was a big problem that Derry had, because any injuries at all to major players, they didn't have replacements. Omagh, I think, will be in that situation. Lurgan's an interesting one for them for their first game, because Lurgan are a good, strong side, quite abrasive team, as is all in that Championship 1. There's no easy games, I can assure you. And certainly from Omagh's point of view, they'll want to start off with a win, because if they lose that first game, you know, all of a sudden players are starting to think, this isn't as easy as I thought. I would say I'm sure the Omagh coach will be drilling it into his players that, you know, this isn't easy, boys. The All-Ireland League might have been tough, but this is a different type of rugby. The All-Ireland League was a very physical league, and that, I would say, slower. This Championship 1, as I have said, Ossie, over a lot of years, is a very attractive championship. Most sides have good forwards, but the one thing they do is They have good backs who run the ball. There's very little kicking in these games, and that's where the fitness levels are going to come into it. If you have to cover the ground after getting up from a scrum three or four times across and back the field, that will sort you out. I think Omar will be all right in that position.
Okay, Alec, just finally, we're going into two other sides in the Northwest who aren't playing this weekend, Inishowen and Strabane. First of all, Inishowen, they played Ulster Championship 3 last year, but unfortunately, certain things within the club are dictating that they cannot feature there again in 2025. They're going to be playing Premier North. Give us the background to it.
Yeah, they finished, I think, fifth from bottom last year. You know, they had some decent results. But unfortunately, I was talking to John Merritt, and there's a lot of the young guys who played last year have decided that university maybe is calling, or they've got jobs to go somewhere else, and they would have been losing five, six, maybe seven of their first 15 players. Now, they have a second 15, but I mean, those guys are not playing at that sort of level. And it was very difficult. Also, the travel involved was serious. I mean, the amount of travel they had last year, I mean, away to outside of Belfast and all the rest of it. You know, whenever you're traveling from Inishowen, it's 30 miles to get to Derry, never mind going on ahead up the road from that there. And I think they decided that maybe it was better that they dropped down onto Premier North, which is only one league below. If they were to win that league next year and win the playoff against Premier 2, then they would have an opportunity maybe to go back into Championship 3, maybe a stronger side, or maybe give it a couple of years. But I don't think it's a backward step. I think it's a very sensible step, because unfortunately, if you were to play in Championship 3 next year and the young guys just didn't produce the goods and you get beaten in every game, it might put a lot of guys off playing rugby. Whereas next year, at playing on that level, if they manage to win half the games or a wee bit more than that, that will get enthusiasm going then for the following season. So all in all, Oisin, I think it's a good decision by the Inishowen committee.
Finally, on to Strabane, of course, who are involved in Ulster Championship 3. Finally, Alec, would there be aspirations around Strabane to get out of that and move up to 2, where they could join the likes of City of Derry, Limavady, and of course, Letterkenny?
Very much so, Oisin. If you think back last year, I was down in Coleraine, remember doing the playoff. It was Strabane against Coleraine. Coleraine had finished second bottom of Championship 2. Strabane had finished second in Championship 3. As it turned out, the Coleraine narrowly won that game, but because Omar came down from senior rugby, that result was null and void. No, I think it's Strabane will be thinking, because Larne, who won that league last year, they're promoted. So at the moment, I mean, if you looked at the league table, then Strabane would slot in there in that one. I think they are in a very, very good position. I honestly believe that at the end of the season, I think possibly themselves and Coleraine would maybe be the two teams that could be in contention, or certainly will. They are very, very determined at Strabane, I can assure you, because Ruan de Burgh, the guy who coached last year, the South African, he's handed the reins over to Neville McGee, a guy who played a bit at Omagh and who's only back from 12 years in New Zealand, where he was coaching out there as well. So he's obviously got a lot of experience. Listening to some of the players and talking to some of the Strabane men, he's a very articulate guy, apparently, and he will expect nothing but good results. As regards recruitment, Jake McDevitt, who was for me was probably one of Derry's best forwards last year, wing forward, he has gone to them. And also Conor Huey, he played quite a lot of second row rugby for Omagh. He has joined as well. So those two guys are going to add to their panel, which is pretty good at the moment. As I say, that wee South African fullback is due any time now once he gets a visa sorted out. But they have a very, very strong pack. The evergreen Jimmy Hamilton, I'll not say his age, but put it this way, he'll never see 40 again. And he is a co-captain. And I watched him playing last week against Derry, and the enthusiasm that he has is fantastic to see, and that's great that he will be able to motivate all those young boys. So all in all, Oisin, their first game will be Saturday week, the 6th of September, and they are home to Belfast High School. That's a good game for them. I think any team that travels to Strabane will know they've been in the game. But I would honestly be very confident that Strabane certainly, if they don't get automatic promotion, will certainly be in the playoffs, judging by the result last year and the way that the team has motivated and how these players. That guy I mentioned there, who was a coach last year, Ruan de Burgh, he can play number eight or centre, and I've watched them the last two Saturdays, and I tell you, there'll be a lot of defences will not want to see him coming at them.
Listen, Alex, that's it. Thanks for joining us tonight with our rugby preview ahead of the new season, which starts this weekend. Enjoy the games at the weekend, Alec, and we'll catch up again soon.
Thank you very much, Aussie.